With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A new deal between the United States and the United Kingdom concerning pharmaceuticals. Lisa Dwyer has a look at that story.
The UK has secured a 0% tariff rate for all UK medicines exported to the United States for at least 3 years. In return, the UK has agreed to increase spending on new medicines. The Trump administration says that UK drug firms have also committed to invest more in the United States and create more US jobs. The UK's National Health Service will spend around 25% more on new treatments in an effort to approve medicines that previously may have been declined purely on cost-effectiveness grounds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Major protests in Port-au-Prince. Thousands of Haitians have taken to the streets demanding protection from intensifying gang violence there. In the last 5 years, that nation has seen a marked increase in the number of gangs and overall bloodshed. White House confirming a second military strike was ordered against a drug smuggling boat.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt defended the September 2nd action against an alleged drug boat as lethal targeting and said the second strike was carried out in self-defense and in accordance with laws governing armed conflict.
The president has a right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America and if they are bringing illegal narcotics.
Lawmakers from both parties are questioning the incident after the Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Hegseth ordered the military to kill everybody. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Hong Kong authorities say some of the netting on buildings that caught fire last week did not meet codes for fire resistance. That blaze claiming the lives of at least 151 people, leaving thousands homeless. This is SRN News. A Canadian province wants to secularize.
Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public display of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but would necessarily apply to all faith groups. The clothing ban might even bar teachers in private Christian schools from wearing a cross on the job. Canadian clergymen of many stripes are condemning the legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign in full swing. Official kickoff came during halftime of last week's game between the Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs. But in some places, the bell ringers have been on the job for a number of weeks. Legendary Christian Relief Organization raises a huge portion of its annual donations between Thanksgiving and Christmas. This is SRN News. A growing controversy in reports that two former leaders of UK Special Forces allegedly suppressed evidence of war crimes in Afghanistan. Richard Belton reports.
The officer who gave evidence without the public present was one of the most senior in UK Special Forces. He told the inquiry he was deeply troubled by what he strongly suspected was the unlawful killing of innocent people. He said two former heads of UK Special Forces knew of the allegations but failed to act. We contacted the men he named. One didn't respond. The other denied the accusations and said he would provide a comprehensive response in his evidence to the inquiry in due course. The MOD said the government was fully committed to supporting the independent inquiry but would wait for the outcome before commenting further.
More details at srnnews.com.